The Indianapolis Public School Board recently approved an innovation and autonomy framework for the district. And while that sounds pretty vague and maybe even a little mundane and wonky, it actually promises to fundamentally reshape how individual schools within IPS operate beginning next year. So here to talk about these changes and what this means for the district, its schools, its teachers, and IPS families is WFYI education reporter Eric Weddle. Eric, welcome.
Hey, Chris.
So, Eric, could you just start by explaining what exactly this innovation and autonomy framework is and what it does?
Sure. So to make it seem as simple as possible, I would say it's a way to give decision-making to individual schools. So the idea is the district wants to kind of relieve themselves of much of the decision-making that goes on, even in the central office, that they give to schools and allow school leaders at differing levels to have that power.
Okay. So how much autonomy do principals currently have to allocate resources?
You know, I mean, right now, the majority of the IPS schools are what they refer to as a traditional public school. And basically that means most of the directives come from the central office. What's being taught, who they can hire in terms of like how many teachers they can hire and what subjects. Principals can make some decisions such as how they want to spend some of their Title I funding or possibly which kind of devices, such as technology devices, they want. But most of what they do is based on what the central office says.
So this would drastically increase individual school administrators' authority?
Very much so. One of the biggest changes that will actually happen is, and this is going to be rolled out slowly over the next few years, the principals will actually get a pot of money and they'll control their entire budgets themselves. And they'll be able to spend how they want on what they want instead of having to follow what the district says they should spend the money on. So they could put more money towards English teachers or reading coaches if that's an issue with the school, or maybe they need to hire more special ed teachers. So instead of asking permission, they can just manage their money to make it work and spend it like that.
So part of this plan enables the district to add more so-called innovation schools.
Yes.
So the first question I want to ask is, what's the idea behind these schools?
Sure. So back in 2014, Superintendent Louis Farabee and the Indianapolis Mayor's Office pushed for legislation that basically would allow IPS to contract with an outside management company or a nonprofit or a charter school to open up its own school within the district. And these innovation schools basically are free of most mandates from the district. So they control the curriculum, they control the money, they even control how long the school day is, how the week is, how long the school week is. Mm-hmm. And the big issue is these schools also, they're employees of this management company. They are not employees of the IPS district, so they aren't part of the...
They're not beholden to the collective bargaining between teachers' unions in the district.
That's correct. They are not when they start, but these innovation schools do have the option. If the teachers want to unionize, they can do that.
So this plan was to add more innovation schools was pushed by the nonprofit, education nonprofit, the Mind Trust, correct?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of changes within IPS. So a few years ago, when a similar plan or parts of this plan were first aired by the Mind Trust, there was a lot of pushback from it at the district. Things have changed. That law was passed that I mentioned. Louis Farabee was picked as superintendent. And this IPS board has changed since last election last year. There's momentum to do it. Yes, the Mind Trust is providing $1.1 million in fellowships to kind of have to bring in people to design these innovation schools. They're also providing more money to principals who actually want to make their school, current IPS school, into an innovation school. So yes, there are, there's one board member who has pushed back against this, and there's concern from some members of the teachers union at IPS mm-hmm. that the Mind Trust does have a little bit too much control of what the district's doing. But there is buy-in from the district, from the city of Indianapolis, the mayor's office, and the Mind Trust together to do this.
Okay, so it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out over the next several years as it's rolled out, and you'll be here to watch it, I assume.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much, Eric.